A Gitwoch in a Mazel de Kwoch, tonight, Chuv Dalet Kislev, is the Yurtzat from one of the biggest Goyne Yisroel that lived and passed away approximately 120 years ago, the Heiliges Deichemed. This Deichemed, besides being a goon and a tzaddik and a ishkudish, was an extremely charismatic and handsome, if we could use that terminology, individual. His hadraspunim was a hadraspunim that one rarely sees, so much so that the goyim, wherever he was, whether it was in Chitzlu or Tzonetz Yisruel, they just revered him and adored him and had up some moiridik yiris akuvet fadim heilige yid. His name was Aguna Kudish Reb Chaim Cheskiyui Madini, and his father was, the title that he writes on his father is Arav Achusa Deunav Reb Refula Liyui Zechisa Yugan Alayni. This Gudel be Yisroel, this Deichemed, was born in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Zayin Cheshven Tuf Kif Tzadikai, that's 1835, and is Nestala geworden Chevron, Chuv Dalet Kislev Tar Samachai 1905. As a child, he learned by the Chachma Yerushalayim, the Sfardash Ge'oinim and Tzadikim, in addition to his father. His Rebbeim were the Mekibbalin, the Ishkudish, Rabbi Yitzchak Kubi, the Chacham Bashe, and the Guna Kudish, Rabbi Yosef Nissen Berle, was a Gevein, the Ravid from the Sfardash Ge'hilas in Yerushalayim. He got married at a very young age, at the age of 13, in Tufreish Ches, 1848, and his father was the one that supported him after his chasana, but lamaisa, his father passed away only 5 years later, Tufrei Shid Gimel, in 1853, when the Heiliges Deichemed was only 18 years old. The Heiliges Deichemed had no choice. The Anias Netz Yisruel was Pchudim Neruim, and the Heiliges Deichemed had no choice, and he had to go to Constantinople to family members there. And he writes about that tkifa, those 14 years that he lived by his cousins in Constantinople. He writes that they were so gracious to me. They gave me kisai, mitte, shilchen, and menoira with such an unbelievable graciousness. After 14 years, the kehillah of Krosev in Crimea asked him to become Ruv there, and that was in Tufreish Chuv Zayin, 1867. He left Constantinople and made the journey to Crimea and Dortne Zegavar and Ruv, and there he was Ruv for a cheshbon of 32 years. When he got to Krosov in Crimea, the Amiratsis, he writes about the Amiratsis, there was Pechudim Neruim, but Lamasa et Mahapach Gevein the Shtut, and over the course of the years that he was there, being a goon and a tzaddik and a kudish, but v'hu'ika, charismatic person, he was able to influence them and mamish be mahapach the shtut. It was in that period where he wrote the cipher, Memegnitz in the word, was gedoyli yisrom zich balekt, the heiliges daichemed, there's volumes and volumes of kol mektsoye satoire. He became a fearsome as the from the Goyna Ador, and he writes that a week doesn't pass that I should not get shalas from Kol Katzvai Tevel, and that is where he gave out that Moir de Kesaifa. The Yuren Leufen and the Heiliges Deichemed, his wish and dream was as all Be'erdigven, Be'erdet Savesaini, where he was born in Eretz Yisroel. And in those days, the concept of Neman Aniftek and Eretz Yisroel didn't exist. So he told the people in his town, Krosov, that he's moving to Eretz Yisroel. For Shteitzach, they tried to persuade him, but it didn't really help. They made a huge tzeitzach in Meshulam. The Goyim came, everyone came out, Lechvoidoi. And in Tufreish Samachtes, 1899, when he was already a world-renowned Gun Hador, he went to Eretz Yisroel and he settled in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, he wanted to retire. And retirement by a tzaddik means sitzen allein, bikesh yankev leishev b'shal v'din in da'ay b'shte. In Tufreish Samachalef, 1901, he got wind that they want him to become the Rishon Letzion, and he didn't want, so he packed his bags and nezungikim akachevren. He figured dort net as a host leben the Juden, but Lamasa, a stick zart später, the Gudel from the Svardische Kehille there, the Ish Tzadik, Rabbi Rachman Yosef Frank is Nestale geworden, and the Steichemet had no choice and he became Reuven Chevron, and that was Amish for like 2-3 years, bis es krank geworden, Cheshvin, Tufleish Samachai in 1905, and es Nestale geworden, Erev Shabbos Koidish, Chuv Dalet Kislev, in Motten Behalten, in Chevron, the Eivel, the Kuvit Rabbah. As a Reuv, he was, as we said, very charismatic, but he was also very caring for the Tzibah. He thought of things was in many Kehillas in Ishgevein. Lemushel, he instituted a concept of Kippas Talmidim, where that was a tzedukah kasa to pay for malamdim to learn with kinder. As we said before, the Amaratzis in Kharasov was very big in Crimea, and he saw that the only way to be able to shtel off Yiddish adoyres hab se du malamdim, ist chobben ish gewen kan geld, anias was very gross in those days, and money for tuitions and for malamdim was not the first and the most important. So et aveg gestalt a kasa for them, et gesorgt, and every Friday flieger ausgeben for anias, they would come to his house, and he would give them a tzuas Shabbos. He was a very witty person. Once a lady came into him, an almuna erev Shabbos, and she asked him for a medbaya. She wanted a medbaya, a certain medbaya that had the shavius of two bushlukas, however you pronounce the currency then. It was like a $2 bill. So he ended up giving her two $2 bills. So one of the shtibmenschen asked him, she asked for one. So he said, yo, but yitzias a Shabbos shnaim shenarba. He says, fin zwei kemen ish machen Shabbos. But azoyot gezorgt, he got a letter when he lived in Chevron from the Kehillah in Crimea. And evidently they understood and they knew who he was as Ekem Poilin La Yeshia, and they wrote to him that the government was goyze gzeire as medav zich sheren burden pious. And he was very vimezik tzitreisel. So he went with his chava. He went with his chava who he learned with the chavrisa to the heilige kaiva finim reishes chochma. He went with Reb Shimon Menashe. And there were Eideria that were there at that time. And they said at the end of Tillim, the Zdeichemet said the Zemiris that we sing Matzah Shabbos, Pedai Amchu Mei Azim Tzoinchu Meyad Goizazim. It's a play on words, Akapunim, but what he meant was, save your nation from the Azepenim, from the brazen ones, and Yeshepselach, from the ones that want to share the wool, Ozmzolnish Upsher and Budim Pius. And they made note of the time when he said that tefillah, and took weeks for correspondence to come and go back from Chevron to Crimea. But Lamaisa was at that time that the Kehillah got the Hoidua from the government as the Gezeiris Butel geworden. I want to end off with a story, with a very powerful story. It's a double lesson for all of us, klein and groß. We could all learn the lesson from this story. The Heilige Zdeichemet said, he writes this, he writes that I was not born mit a Gitterkopf, mit Gittergeschreunis. My Rutzen, my Asmudas Atoire, was Ein Lashar. I grew up in the presence of Gedoyli Yisruel. He says, but I mutschid, I was at best a Bay student, maybe borderline Gimel, in Havuna. He says, but my Asmuda, and I tried. He said, this was when he was in Constantinople by his family. After his father passed away, he was learning there in a koilel. And because of Asmuda Satoira, because of his charisma, and because of his Ehrlichkeit and his Ne'imizdikeit, the Chavra HaKoyle took a Moirdik a liking to him, and everybody learned with him. They learned, everybody tried to give Chaim Cheskiyui a Chavrisa Shaft. There was a Sharfe Kop dort in the Koyle, and Eretz and Shtos gehalten. The jealousy was Ein Lashar. What do you mean? I am this Charif, I am this brilliant Talmud Chochem, and this Shvachi Ingeman gets all the Chavrises. He decided to do a Shreklich Hamasa, and the cleaning lady, who was an Almuna, he bribed her with a lot of money that she should let out a Shemra of an Heiligen Steichemid, like Eishes Petifa did on Yosef Atzadik. One morning she comes in to wash the floors and she runs out yelling that Chuvra Koidel pointing to Zdeichem, that's Chvachepet mitme. So going on a ganze stink, the Rosh Koidel didn't believe it, and the Parnas, that's the Rosh Akul didn't believe it, but a stink is a stink, and they had no choice, they had to dismiss the heiliges de chemet from koil. The bezionis was schrecklich. The bezionis, imagine a young man dealing with his family members and with his wife and the kehila. No, he knew it's not true. He was makabalit. And he went to a shtiebel somewhere to learn, and he sat by himself and learned. A few months pass, and they fired this cleaning lady. A few months pass, and one day this lady comes into the Heiliges Deichemed where he was learning Bechias Neru. She says, Tzaddik, I want you to be me Moichel. The story is not true. I know it's not true. You know it's not true. My problem is my kids are dying of hunger. Nobody wants to hire me. I have no panusa. I have no husband. And my kids are literally starving. They're losing weight. There's no food at home. I beg of you, go to the Rosh Koil, to the Parnasuir, to the Rosh Hakul, the Parnasuir, and tell him and beg him that he should rehire me, and I will testify in front of the entire Koil that the story was fabricated and that Sharfa cup, that Yingeman fabricated it. So the Chemed writes, he says, I had a moiridic opportunity. I was able to, I could clean my name, my reputation, my name. But then he said, no. That previous story was such a chilul Hashem, the shtute gefundene Freider. If I come back and I bring this woman and she testifies, the chilul Hashem is going to be even worse now. That younger man got this, framed me and this woman. He says, the chilul Hashem is going to be terrible. I'm not doing it. But then he says, but look, Chaim Cheskiu, you have a responsibility to yourself. Back and forth, till he decided no. Yavir Laima, I am not going to allow a chilul Hashem. Shomecher pusim vaynem ashivim, and I am burying the story. But this woman begged of me that I should go to the Parnas Uir and get her job back. The Parnas had a liking to him. The Parnas liked him. And he went and he begged the Parnas. He says, believe me, you know I'm innocent. I know I'm innocent. Just hire her. Sie starb von Hinge, and the Parnas hired that woman back again to clean and sweep the besmedish. This Leichemet said, Mehayom Vahalu. That is when the Sharei Torah, the Sharei Chachma opened to him, and he ended up becoming the Groyse Gun Hador. This Leichemet, and he wrote volumes. Look at his Sfurim. 7 volumes. Kleine Oisi is in the tablet to each volume. Kol Mektsoyes HaTorah. Voice, the lesson is, many of us are born with not the sterkst geschreunis. That does not mean we should give up for life. We should negotiate with the Bashefa move and samach tzich anasoy and whatever it is and say, Bashefa, I'm not doing that. Gemer asmude satoyre, cheshke satoyre. But then noch mehr. Many times people are mavaza us. Just move on. Just let it be. Los us up. Thank you for the bezyoinis, because the currency was mitzult for bezyoinis in himmel is a priceless currency. A git tevoch, a mazel de kevoch, zechise yugen alayni in a lechtige chanukah.